It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
One in four women have experienced some sort of domestic abuse in their lifetime. In the beginning of this year, President Obama signed the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women's Act, which expanded the protection and services offered to victims of domestic abuse. My guest is Rita Smith. She's the media director for the National Coalition Against Domestic Abuse. Welcome to the show, Rita. So speak about the law first, the reauthorization of this law.
Well, it was originally passed in 1994. And it has to be reauthorized every 5 years. So the most recent reauthorization was one we had worked for a number of years on. Every time we need to get it reauthorized, we go to the field and ask people, how's it working? Are there programs that are not very effective? Are there things that you think might be more helpful? So we try to improve it every time around. And this particular reauthorization increased some significant protections for very vulnerable populations.
So it increased some of those populations, some of the protection, for example, what, legal aid, emergency services, shelters? Explain a little bit.
No, it's a very broad bill. It's probably the largest federal funding that supports ending domestic violence and sexual assault, stalking, teen dating violence. So it deals with all four of those issue groups. And it provides training for judges and lawyers. It provides training for police. It provides direct service money. It helps fund the national hotline. So it does a significant amount of different things. What we were able to do this time around is to expand protections to include the GLBT community, the immigrant community, some improvements on protections there, and to actually include protections that now cover Native American women who are abused on reservations. So that piece was pretty significant by itself.
Rita, before we get into some of the specifics of domestic abuse, with the government shutdown, is the national hotline having funding issues?
Everyone who depends on federal funding, which are most domestic violence and sexual assault programs, and as well as the national hotline, yes, they're all experiencing inability to continue drawdowns. Basically, the way the federal funding works for our programs is that they, you get a grant, and then you spend the money, and then you draw down and get reimbursed, and so that's how the grant progresses. And so there was some things put into place when it first went into shutdown where they could get like a 7 or 10 day draw. So now we're coming up on, the 14th day, and now they're not able to get any more money. So most programs do not have any kind of huge backdrop that they can just, reach into savings and continue programs. So they're going to start cutting. They're going to start shutting down. They're going to start releasing people from shelter because they don't have the funds to continue.
How scary. So what do you want women listening to know about if this is starting to affect their ability to be in a shelter or to get the help that they need? What would you like them? What's your best piece of advice?
Well, I think right at the moment, they should call the national hotline first, which is 800-799-7233, and find out what resources are available, what they can do. There's also a lot of information up, particularly on different national websites. We have, a pretty extensive list of resources on our website at ncadv.org. So I think that people need to look there. If they're in immediate danger, I think you find a safe place to be, whether it's friends or family, for the immediate crisis, and then try to move into a shelter facility or some other kind of resources after that. But right now, don't stay because you think you can't get out. I think you should try.
And the website is ncadv.org, and the phone number for the hotline is 1-800-799-7233. So, Rita, if you know somebody who you either suspect or you know for a fact is a victim of domestic violence, as someone that you love, what do you do? Do you try and get them help? Is it like somebody who's a bit of an alcoholic who they have to recognize that this is a problem first before they're willing to let you help them or to get help themselves? How does that work?
Well, I think with someone who's in danger, when you have that conversation is really critical. So it's never in front of the person you think is dangerous to them. Maybe if there's a way to have a conversation when they're alone and they're not in the middle of a crisis, just saying, you know, I'm afraid of what's happening to you, and I think you deserve to be treated better, and I've found some resources that I think might be helpful in case you ever need them. Let me know. And so it's just, you know, continuing to support that they deserve to be treated with respect. They deserve to be treated fairly, and that they shouldn't be abused. And you know, letting them know that you think they can get help. You're willing to help them in some way. And that you're never going to turn your back on them. That's the most important thing, is to not let the abuser isolate them, because that's one of the most effective tactics they have, is to isolate her from any effort of support.
Well, and when that's the case, and you want them to know that they're loved and that there are people who care, because sometimes these victims don't feel they're worthy and that the help isn't for them, correct?
Well, I think that's also one of the tactics I think that abusers use, is
that's
to continue
right.
to erode people's feeling of self-worth, telling them they're stupid, they're a bad mother, they'll never see their kids again, you know, they're never going to get a job, they can't hold a job. I mean, they constantly badger them with negative energy and negative thoughts, and so it's really hard to stay up and positive about yourself when all you're doing is being verbally beaten down every day.
Well, and I think that sometimes words, you know, they say that words can never hurt you, but words can almost be worse than physical violence sometimes, because it can affect you for so long. So really, what would you like to tell women that if you know somebody or if you are in that situation about getting help? When is that time?
Well, I think the time is has to be determined by that person, because they're the ones literally betting with their life about what steps they take. So I think gathering information, and if you don't have a safe computer, like you're sharing a computer with an abuser, then find somebody who will let you use their computer to do research, or go to the public library and do research online. But find information out. Start to develop a safety plan. How are you going to get out? What are you going to do if you do get out? What are the materials that you need to take with you, whether it's clothes or legal papers? Start to develop that plan. And create a way that if you have to quickly leave, you've got everything or almost everything you need that you can just grab and go, so that you're as prepared as you can be. And I think that every individual will know when they need to leave and how they can do that as safely as possible. So, you know, it's about developing a plan, and not when you're in the middle of a crisis, but when you're thinking about, what if this happens again, what am I going to do?
And that's what's so important, to recognize the situation and not in the middle of it, because that's when the violence can really escalate. But when it's a calm period that you can get your thoughts together, do the research that you need. So in the last minute or so that we have left, Rita, give your best advice, websites, phone numbers for Domestic Abuse Awareness Month.
The hotline number again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, multiple languages. 800-799-7233. The NCADV website, which is ncadv.org, has lots of information and links to other resources. And just plan for this happening again. You can hope that it doesn't, but you need to plan for the fact that your safety may be compromised again, and put things into place now so that you can take steps if that happens.
Thank you so much, Rita Smith, the Media Director for the National Coalition Against Domestic Abuse. If you know someone in the situation, or if you're in the situation yourself, the hotline is 1-800-799-7233. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Help somebody you love now, and stay well.